I'm Jeffrey Fryman Weyer, and this is the State of the Arts on KDFC. This is from the Suite for Chamber Orchestra, music by Erwin Schulhoff, a composer who died in a Nazi concentration camp in 1942. The Nazis called his works degenerate, and in the post-war period after his death, U.S. performances were scarce because of Schulhoff's embrace of communism. Also on the program, a trumpet concerto by the Polish-born Mieczysław Weinberg. Oakland East Bay Symphony music director Michael Morgan says Weinberg faced repression from two regimes because of his Judaism.
Escaped the Holocaust and wound up in the Soviet Union. That piece was brought to me by our principal trumpet player, Bill Harvey, completely unknown to me. But one of the things I like about the incredible variety of things we do at the Oakland East Bay Symphony is that I learn about as much as anybody else does along the way.
The title of the concert is Heroes and Giants, and the third work on the program is both heroic and gigantic, Beethoven's Eroica. At the time it was written, it was the longest symphony, and the title page, originally bearing a dedication to Napoleon, was famously scratched out by Beethoven in response to Napoleon's crowning himself emperor. Michael Morgan says throughout the season, well-known works are being programmed beside others that deserve to be heard by new audiences.
We will always put the standard repertory on the concert, not just because the music is interesting, although it certainly is, but we also want to bring together the audiences for these kinds of music so that they all come and sit together and form a larger community. The orchestra as community-building mechanism is something we've talked about from day one, and we try to program that way.
And that's the State of the Arts on Classical KDFC.